say, we don't get me wrong, we still have alphas that are in our schools, but as I said, the schools are getting smaller. We have to think differently about how we train the kids that are here. We have to think differently about immigration and how we work with these other countries over the long term to get the skilled talent, healthcare professionals that we're going to need.
And I like what you said about we have to work differently about immigration. And I certainly think that, you know, we focus a lot on illegal immigration, and I think rightly so right now, because there is a problem at our border right now, because we have immigrated legally over the last 3 years about 1.1 million a year, but it looks like the numbers we know of is about 2.8 million coming across the border each year in the last 3 years. So that's like 7% of the population in 3 years. It's a lot to deal with. But I think the answer to that is fixing our legal immigration system, which is a mess right now. And there, you know, I liked the RAISE Act, okay? It didn't go anywhere, but I think it was focused on merit, and it was focused on what we needed, and it was focused on clearing the backlog of people that were waiting in line the right way and getting people into skills. So what's your vision on that?
Yeah, listen, I don't disagree that you have to secure the border, but we also, and this maybe goes back to faith a little bit more, Martha, than anything else, we got to stop demonizing those people that come from other countries that are different. We've got to fix the federal system. And this was, you know, this was a two-administration, Republican and Democrat problem. But the system pre-COVID, probably if you went back to 2014 or 15, you would bring through either permanent workers, green card workers, temporary workers at about $3 million a year. They would skill trades. Our farmers needing them. Our tech companies needing them. Our hospitality, retail needing them. And here's the statistic to keep in mind long-term for those of you that struggle with this. 24% of all nurses in America are immigrants. That's your caregiver population that is so vitally needed right now. So, yeah, we need to have more judges to process them. The Biden administration has drugged their feet. They've been unwilling to hire the judges and the additional staff that they need to process those men and women that are trying to get here legally. I'll give you a great example. There's a hospital in South Georgia that has traditionally brought in foreign nurses on a temporary basis, rotating them in and out. Some stay, get their permanent legal residence. They found a couple, husband and wife, from Central America that you know, had their master's degree in nursing. They were fantastic. The hospital did all the recruitment, moved them up here, and then the wife was able to get her documentation, everything she needed. She's working in that hospital right now, providing incredible care. But the husband is still waiting for the federal government to process his paperwork.
Oh, we could, if we started telling those stories, Chris, we'll be here all day. I'll tell you one, a girl that worked for me as an intern about 10 years ago, who's from Rwanda, she finished her degree in at Brunel and got her master's degree at Texas. She is a survivor of the genocide in Rwanda. It's her and her sister, the only two people that are left. The rest of her family were killed, okay? Her father made it through a little bit, but has since died. But you know, she went here. Her sister has a green card and is living in Atlanta. And she, after she got her master's degree, she got sent home, and she has not been able to get back in. When her own, you know, we talk about asylum seekers. This is a legitimate survivor of, you know, of a genocide.
Right.
Okay. And her only living relative is living and working as an accountant in Atlanta. And she has a master's degree from a United States college, and she can't get back into the country. So there are a million stories like that. And it gets frustrating for people who are trying to either bring workers in or bring people coming in like on H-1B visas. I mean, I had meetings all the time when I was in Senator Perdue's office with these families that are in limbo because things are moving so slowly.
Well, I'm sure you meet them too. We do. And then the other part of that is you still have farmers who have problems bringing the crops in from the fields 3 years later now. And so it does impact every section of the economy, and it will continue. I mean, right now we expect the immigrant workforce population in Georgia to be about 12.5% by 2028. That number should probably be 15 to 16%. And as we said before, long term, 10, 20 years from now, it's going to need to be higher than that.
Right, right. We got a lot of work to do. Hey, we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to wrap things up when we come back. And just give, we'll talk about what are the opportunities going forward and how we can take this information out.